What's the story in the video of the Unreal Engine editor? Is somebody using? Oh, they are. It's crazy. They're building in VR with the Unreal Engine.
Yep. So they just announced this today. They're going to show it at GDC in March. The ability to build game engines or build game worlds in Unreal Engine using VR. I think in this case, they're using a Vive, HTC Vive device, and he's using two of the HTC Vive controllers. And if you watch the video, it's really cool. And it's like this very intuitive way to design things. Right, where it shows him like taking a pillar and rotating it, and then
I don't know if I'd call it,
that
looks really incredibly well practiced.
Like, you think so?
Yeah, they
posit in the video that like, hey, this is how your brain has worked since you were a baby, right? Like you're used to playing with blocks, you're used to moving things around
that part,
on top of each other.
That part I get. That part I completely get. Like I want Jarvis dropping down the, you know, flathead motor schematics and them hovering in front of my face and me using my fingers to flick things open because, you know, I want to be Iron Man too. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at this and how specific his motions and gestures are. And I'm wondering how long it took him. Like, it's amazing. Like, it's an amazing interface, but I'm really curious how long it took him to get this fast with everything.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it's practice. But like, if you look at the interface that he's looking through there, that's the standard Unreal Engine editor interface, right? You're just like, say, oh, you're looking at it on your virtual
like
iPad instead of a regular iPad, right? And you just like click on something and drag it out into the world. You scale it.
Seeing it in real time is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
now they don't address like how you move around in the world, right? Like if you wanted to look at a different location and do editing, how you would do that. That's the same game design problem. It's interesting to see a separate application. Like this is what we knew would happen. Like there would be more applications, or at least as many applications for virtual reality in the professional space as there would be in the actual gameplay space. And game design is one of those professional spaces, right? Where you're working in an environment that is completely different than what you've ever really worked in before, and see how it changes up design aspects of things. I thought it was really cool. Had you ever played the or gone through the Google built a pixel art demo, or like the art demo with the HTC Vive, where you're drawing in 3D space? It's a very simplified version of what they're doing there, right? Where you can use the hand controllers to draw in real time. You bring up a context menu on your left hand and you pick out your brushes, your swatches, whatever it is, and you can like walk around your 3D structure while you're working on it and stuff like that. It's really, really cool.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I have no artistic ability. That was never the intent, but it was super, super immersive, like immediately. Like I was like, oh wow. I can see how people that have more capability than I could do really, really cool stuff with this. And even me, I was having fun just playing around with it. And this is, I assume, a similar idea, but for people who are used to working in Unreal Engine on a 30-inch monitor or something like that. And I'd be curious to like talk with some of them and see what they think the changes actually are. So apparently it'll only be next month where they show this, you know, to the game developers in mass at the Game Developers Conference. Out in I think it's in San Francisco this year. So we'll know more then. I'd like to get some hands on with it, even though I don't know anything about using the Unreal Editor. So maybe that's a bad idea, actually, in retrospect.
Well, maybe you'll learn a lot. Could be a new career.
Yeah. It turns out I'm really good at stacking blocks in virtual reality.